The budget deal includes funding for public schools that was advanced by the House and behavioral health spending prioritized by the Senate. Millions of dollars would go toward implementing new criminal justice reforms and providing bonuses for law enforcement. Within the bill, lawmakers have mapped out a plan for most of the state's remaining CARES Act funds. Control over the money has been a source of friction between the Northam administration and the General Assembly. Delegate Mark Sickles is on the House Appropriations Committee.
This is our job under the Constitution to decide how money is spent, even money that has flowed through from the federal government.
Sickles says he hopes the agreement has resolved the tension. Meanwhile, negotiators have set up a process wherein the governor would not take action on the bill until after Election Day. Senator George Barker was among those who finalized the deal.
That was basically a gentleman's agreement here among the conferees, as well as the governor and his office.
The delay stems from a disagreement in the legislature over language in the budget about a redistricting amendment that's yet to be decided by voters. Republican delegate Kirk Cox, who was not selected as a budget conferee, criticized Democrats for delaying the adoption of the budget. The legislature is expected to vote on the budget bill by this weekend. I'm Kat Maudlin Jackson.